Well, it's good to be here at 10 o'clock. It's been a while. It's almost like we don't know each other anymore. As you guys well know, Father Jim has been helping out, and so because of his schedule, he usually takes the 10. However, he bailed me out this morning. He did not have his mass up at Bunker Hill, so he took the 8 o'clock and the 9:30 so that I could be here with you guys at the 10 o'clock and at the noon. This weekend's a great weekend for us at St. John's. It's our first communion weekend. So we do two first communion masses, one yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. Joe, and then one today at 2 o'clock here. So a great just remembrance for all of us to pray for our little ones on their first Holy Communion day. If I'm not mistaken, I have to double check this. I think today was also my first communion 24 years ago. If you guys don't know your first communion day, that's your homework assignment this week. Figure it out. It's a great day to celebrate. It's important, just like our birthday. So I figured that, what the heck, you might as well get the first communion homily. I don't want to make two homilies this weekend. So what are we speaking about today? What is the Lord revealing to us today? He reveals to us what I would imagine is the experience of most of us. At least this is my experience, and it's this kind of twofold reality of faith. I will typically find this, that the Christian faith is at the same time the easiest thing and the hardest thing. It seems to be both. You see, the message of Christianity is actually quite simple. It's not difficult. It's simple enough even for children to understand, right? And so this is perfectly example to us, you know, like when our little kids run in the sanctuary because they just love Jesus, right? No worries at all. No worries at all. They just want to be close to the Lord. See, even little babies know that Jesus is right there. It's awesome. We love it. We love it because Jesus reveals himself to us, and he does so very simply. Jesus makes himself very well understood. And so our faith in that way is quite beautiful. It doesn't take a phenomenal education. On the other hand, even though the faith is simple, it is not often simply lived. Our faith is often only lived with great courage and bravery, because we know that the simple truths are entering into a very complicated world. And one of the things that I like to speak about to the little ones, which I did yesterday and I'm going to do this afternoon, is how that's lived in us. This command, Jesus says, I love you, remain in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Keeping the commandments of Jesus. Keeping the commandments of Jesus is always a command that Jesus gives in love, that enters into us, into our whole person, into our bodies, and into our souls. And I'll often sit down sometimes with people as inevitably folks want to talk to priests, and I'm always happy to hear what's going on in people's lives. And from time to time, one of the reminders that I give, and I give this not only in pastoral counseling, but also in the confessional, one of the reminders that I give is that when Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, to love one another, one of the things that means is that we are to love ourselves, because in fact, we are our first neighbor. I am the one that's closest to me. So we have to love ourselves first if we are to love our neighbor. To love ourselves in the Christian sense of loving ourselves, right? Not loving ourselves in the worldly sense. Which means that you and I are tasked as part of our Christian journey to love ourselves in body and in soul. Right, to nourish our bodies, to nourish our souls. And those two things are very connected to each other. And haven't I understood that in the last 2 years in particular, especially the way in which taking care of our bodies is such an important part of our Christian faith. So about 2 months ago, I made this decision that I've not been able to make on my own for many years since high school, and I decided to start exercising again. Ask me how that's going. It's hard, right? We know this to be true even in our natural lives. The truth of loving oneself is quite simple, but to live it out is actually not simple at all, because we come to terms with our limitations very quickly. And I realize that it's basically just impossible for me, for example, to exercise by myself. I just don't have that virtue. There are some people among us who have that virtue, who get up at like 5:30 every morning, and they're the ones, you know, that jog 5 miles around the city. And you haven't even slithered out of bed yet, and they've already done, you know, 15 sets of push-ups. They've ran 5 miles, they're on their second cup of coffee, and they're feeling great. That's just not me. But it's one way in which we love ourselves. It's one way in which we actually follow the command of Jesus, which he gives here. And he's giving this at the Last Supper. He's giving this as kind of a farewell address of sorts before he goes to his death. And he says, I love you, remain in my love, and you'll be remaining in my love if you keep my commandments. And so it's so profound what Jesus is doing, because Jesus links obedience to love. Why do we obey? In the Christian worldview, we don't ultimately obey for the sake of duty. It's not what it's about. We all know what that feels like. Why do I obey? Well, because I have to. But Jesus reveals to us that obedience to God is not a matter of duty, it's a matter of love for the sake of joy which is complete. And joy which is complete is something irreplaceable. Nothing in the world is worth that. Nothing in the world is as valuable as that. And so as we come into this church every Sunday, we obey Jesus. We obey Jesus every time we come to church. Not because we have to, although sometimes we all feel like it, me included. We come here to church on Sundays because of love. And because one of the commands that Jesus gives us very clearly, and he didn't give it in today's gospel, but he gave it earlier in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, one of the things I command you to do in order to love me, in order to love yourself, in order to love your neighbors, one of the things I command you to do is to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And if you do these things, you will have life within you. We have to love our bodies. We have to love our souls. And the best way that we love our souls is by receiving life itself in that sacred host and in the consecrated precious blood. It's a simple truth. It's like the ABCs. You know, we hear this from the time that we're kids. When we're 7 years old, we prepare for that all year. And now our young ones are going to be able to experience that personally for the first time today. Beautiful. And so they become an example for us, a reminder for us. You know, this short refresher course in our Christian faith, an encouragement for us. Yet you and I exist for this very sake, to receive divine life. And that we're actually commanded to receive divine life. It's like Jesus says, I command you, be happy. I command you, receive joy which is complete. Man, that's a great command. Ain't that one that all of us would want to follow? And yet, it's a courageous thing. Simple in truth, courageously lived. And so we thank God for each other's presence this day. We thank God for our little ones. We thank God for the witness that we give to the world, to ourselves, to each other, simply by being obedient here to the Lord Jesus. Not because he wants us to be in simple duty to him, but because he loves us, and because he wants us to be happy. So we thank God that that is his deepest desire for us, and that we witness in each other this day obedience for the sake of the love of God.